Okay, good morning, everyone. Just before we pick up in the Gemara, I realize I was morning reminding me, thank you. I was a little remiss last time in that I should have added a few ha'aros before we started the parak, but better late than never. About the because some people were confused in the almost about the Rishonim on the parak. First of all, we have our Rishonim on the Maseches, really. We have our standard Vilna Shas with the Rosh and the Rif. On the side of the Rif, there's no Ran on Maseches Brachos. On the side of the Rif, there is Rabbeinu Yonah instead. Off the daf, we have a couple pages of Ramban, a few sugyas here and there through the whole Masechet, not a lot. We have a full Rashba, and I apologize for confusing everyone without warning, the quote-unquote, what I call the Ritva on the Makos sheet. There is a Rishon, which is very mysterious. It was originally published in the Shita Mekubetzes. Someone wrote Shita Mekubetzes, the first fellow who printed it, on Masechet Brachos, put in the set of Shita Mekubetzes, etc., and no one knows why. It's for sure not a Shita Mekubetzes. It is nothing like a Shita Mekubetzes. A Shita Mekubetzes is a Shita Mekubetzes. We know what it looks like. This Rishon said that, that Rishon said this. And it's not, it's just a Peirush on Shas in the style of the Ritva and those who are close to him. So it's a tema to me, why someone first made a mistake. Who knows? People make mistakes, they're only human. Why in the Bar Ilan, they still call the Shita Mekubetzes? You want to find the Bar Ilan a Shita Mekubetzes, you want to find it in some of the kovetzes. It's called the Shita Mekubetzes, and this kovetz, I'm not sure what it's called. Or if it's even there. But basically, what the Bar Ilan called Shita Mekubetzes, and they really did an avla, they pretended it was Shita Mekubetzes, and every time he says, every once in a while, he happens to quote someone, Kederech, the Ritva, the Rashba, etc. Every time he says, and the Rebbe said something, they make it as if it's a new paragraph in Shita Mekubetzes, and they quote someone, when it's just like a normal Rishon, who once in a blue moon quotes other people. So when I read Ritva, who really wrote it? The Mosadar of Kook published it in the Ritva set, the sort of yellowish brown. Pasha is not the Ritva. On the front page, it says, Rav Ashvili, which is the last name of the Ritva, but not the first name. It was probably some relative of the Ritva, which is why the style is the same as the Ritva. So basically, it was someone connected to the Ritva. So we're going to call it the Ritva because some people publish it in my Shita Mekubetzes on the cover, which it's not even similar to. Some people write Ritva on the cover, which is very similar and close to. For some reason, they think it was really the Ritva, and the guy in the title page has got the name wrong. Okay, whatever it is, if it's not the Ritva, it's someone 1 degree separated from the Ritva. So when I write Ritva, you might have to find in the Bar Ilan under Shita Mekubetzes, but I'm not going to write Shita Mekubetzes because two wrongs don't make a right.
Actually, point you.
Okay, good. If you look at the video, I'll point you.
But I saw in all the Bar Ilan. Twice in the Rashba reference.
So the Ritva quotes the Rashba sometimes.
No,
It was his Rebbe.
paragraph.
That's a fake. It just whenever he happens to write and someone said, they pretend it's a new paragraph. It's an avla. There's no justification. It's actually my friend who's in charge of it. I'll yell at him. And I'll tell you what he says. Maybe there's a whole story behind it. The guy gave money for an assistant. Who knows? Anyway, Kitzer, so we have a very little Ramban once the blue moon, but we have a full Rashba, full Ritva, or someone similar to that, which we'll call the Ritva. We have a Ra'ah, which is also the same base Medrash, right? Parallel to the Rashba. So those are going to be the main Rishonei Sfarad, are the Ritva, Rashba, and Ra'ah. We, of course, have Be'iri, like in all of Shas. And then there are more obscure Rishonim, which we'll refer to once in a while, which you're not going to go through now. But there are four Tosafot on Maseches Brachos. There is the Tosafot on the Daf, who wrote it. The Tosafot Reis early on, also a little confusing. It was originally published under the name Tosafot Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Now, I'm not here to judge personally who was a Chassid, who wasn't a Chassid, what the Madriga of each Rishon was, but Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid was the nickname of a very, very specific Rishon who wrote the Sefer Chassidim. He's not the one who wrote these Tosafot. These Tosafot were written by Rabbi Yehuda early on, who was a Talmud of the Ri, and it was just someone made a mistake first, second mistake in the Maseches Brachos, and called it Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, So I'll just write Tosos Re, Tosos Re Buddha on the Makoros. That way it won't confuse anyone. But Tosos Re Sir Leon and Tosos Re Buddha Chassid and Tosos Re Bedi Buddha, they're all the same thing. The original printers made a mistake. There's also Tosos Rush and Tosos Re Parrot, we're familiar with. In general, the Tosos Re Sir Leon and the Tosos Rush are almost the same thing. The Rush just obviously is based on the Tosos Re Sir Leon. And the Tosos Re Bedi Parrot and the Tosos Nar Daf are almost the same thing. So I'll try in the Makoros sheet to, when I can, when they're the same thing, to point you to Tosos Rush instead of Rishur Leon because it's on the Bar-Ilan. Tosos Re Parrot, we shouldn't need so much because it's almost the same thing as Tosos Nar Daf. Okay, but that's basically, hopefully that will clear up some confusions. And again, Ravina Yona, just look on the side of the Rift, because I mentioned already a couple times. Okay, let's get back to the Gemara. We were in the Gemara. We dealt with some of the Kutchim and Zra'im that came up. I got torqued up, so let's pick up where we were. Where were we? We were just shot in the Gemara, nothing fancy, no lumdus, etc., just trying to follow the Gemara. Is Kodesh Yilulim a valid drasha, or is Kodesh Yilulim not a valid drasha? The Bryce seems to say Yilulim plural, one for Bracha, one for Bracha Shona. The problem is that we used up. The problem is that we used up a lot of the Yilulim. And here we have Kodesh Yilulim. What's the problem? Hillel number one is used for Hillel. Achle, Bahadur, Achle, and that we're sort of stuck. We lost Hillel number one. How about Hillel number two? So, for Manda Omar Netha Revai, it's not used because we don't need to restrict the Parsha of Revai. For Manda Omar Kerem Revai, then it depends. That's sort of where we left off. We need Yalif Zira Shava or Lo Yalif Zira Shava. If he learns Zira Shava, how does he know it's only Kerem Revai? If he learns Tzvua Tzvua, then it's not used because he knows to restrict it to only Kerem from Tzvua Tzvua. If Lo Yalif Zira Shava, then how does he know Revai only applies to vineyards? It must be from the second Hillel, because only something that you say Shira al Hayayin needs Hillel, something he doesn't with that. So then it would be used for Damra Ton Hillel, or Ton Hillel, or let's just summarize, used to restrict the Din of Revai to Kerem. So we have, first of all, we definitely don't have two Hillels. According to one day, we don't even have any Hillels. According to the other days, we have one Hillel, which is why I think we're asked. And it is Kerem Revai and Loyal Zereshava. We have no Drasha at all. If. So, it's just big fail. Can't learn anything, go to Shilulu. If you have Netta Revai or Mandomar Kerem Revai and his Yalif Zereshava, then, Akko, we do have one available. Then the Gemara asks, and this is, I think, sort of where we left off, the Nami Yalik Zira Shava, by which they mean if you Yalik Zira Shava, or goes without saying, your man number Netzer Rabbi, Ashkechon the Akra, the Fonaminola. If there's only one available, and if there's only one available, that should go on Bracha Achrona. Before one should go on Bracha Achrona, so it should be something similar to what we already find in the Torah. And what we find in the Torah, Mefurish is Bracha Achrona, the Atal Zavata, Uvi Racha, and Hashem Elokecha. So therefore, if it's not used, it is available for Bracha Achrona. But how do we know Bracha Rishona, which is the topic of this parak, not in the next parak, with the parak of Bracha Rishona? So the Gemara explains, once you get Bracha Achrona, you can get Bracha Rishona. Meaning, why don't me, I'm not sure what you mean. I think they're trying to explain Rabbi Akiva. We thought when we first heard Rabbi Akiva that he was saying Hilula means two Hillels, one before, one after. But it turns out what Rabbi Akiva really meant is it's teaching us one Hillel after, and we get before from a Kal Vachomer. And that could fit into the words of Rabbi Akiva. Now the Gemara just says, hold on a second. What we said, we make a bracha rishona for everything, right? But what is covered by this drasha? So the Gemara then asks, where am I? Yeah, Ashton Kerem, Sharmi Ren. If you're Kerem or Bai, we only know bracha rishona on grapes or wine on a vineyard. How do we know everything else in the world? The answer is Yolvi Kerem, Ma Kerem. It's we learn it through a binyan of Ma Kerem, Dabr Shenen, Tav Bracha, just like your Nana from a vineyard, and you have to say a bracha rishona. I've called them shenanigans on bracha. Likewise, everything. Nami flomet bracha. Ba'ala kerem shikai ba'olos. Right? Kerem is a special. Oh, it was this week's parsha, right? Kerem is chayv and olos, which are these sort of unfully formed clusters you have to leave for the aniyim, which nothing else is. So we see kerem is more chomer, so we can't learn from there. It's a percha. So the answer is kama tochia. Kama is grain. How do we know you have to make a bracha on grain? Because the halpsa of the beirachta is talking about, as we know, benching for bread. And through a Kal Vachomer, you have to make a brachas hamotzi before bread. So, but you can't learn from kama because it's chayim and chala, which nothing else is, kerem yochiach, which is not chayim and chala. And whenever we have two things with different perichos, chazar adin, we go back, din goes back, lo rizek rizeb, lo rizek rizeb. Each one's uniqueness is not like the other ones. Outside of shavim, you have to go by the common denominator, dov shenen and ton bracha, we call dov shenen and ton bracha. So maybe you can learn it from, if here we have Imanda Omar, this old man never care reviver within now. He only has grapes, and for a different pasuk and a Kal Vachomer, you have bread, but the tzad hashov is that you're nana and you need a bracha, so you need a bracha on everything. No, Mal tzad hashov, shem shekin yishmin tzad mizbeach. No, they both go on the mizbeach. As we know, you pour the yayin on the mizbeach, we discussed that last time, and you make menachos of wheat and barley on the mizbeach. And then we get one thing, and that's an osinam zayis. This is tzad mizbeach. All we can learn is olives, because olives also, the menachos are always, as we know, bal b'shem and kasis, however much of the shear is. So the only three vegetable species that go on the mizbeach are dagan tirosh v'yitzar, are grain and olive, and grain and olive oil and wine. So then we only know three species. Now the Gemara is a tangent, open parentheses, zayis b'shem mizbeach, I'll say about the head. Why did you learn zayis v'menatzinu in the tzad mizbeach? Because it has, it goes on mizbeach. It's mefurish that you have to bench and afterwards, and therefore through Kal Vachomer say bracha before and on the zayis. The ksive kerem, head ksive kerem, it's called a kerem. And whatever's a kerem, it has revai. And whatever has revai, we can learn from hilulin. The ksive yav er mi godish yad kama yad kerem zayis. So Amar Papa, no kerem zayis, ikri kerem stomalo, ikri. It's called kerem zayis, not called a kerem. So we couldn't learn zayis from tuas hakerem. If we hold, we couldn't learn Zayis from Tzvus HaKerem if we hold the Tzvus Shava, because it's called the Kerem Zayis, not a Kerem, close parentheses. In any case, we call Makam Kasha, this is the way they go, close the parentheses, it says, remember we're up to. It was a Kasha, all we have is grapes and grain, and that has common denominator, Tzad Mizbeach, so we can only know them and olives. El Diyos L'mishir Shambinim, and now we change our tune. This is a big machot shonen that some refer to here, which is a first gemara later on that we'll deal with. Bracha achrona is the bracha achrona mentioned in the Torah b'achal v'svat the beirachta. Is that only benching, or is that even bracha achas bein shalosh, which we nickname al hamichya slash ha'etz slash hagevin? Is it all Shivas Haminim? Because on the one hand it says, Eretz Vitos Ara, the Gefen of Sein Avri Mon, Eretz Eishem and Tvash, all Shivas Haminim. Eretz Asher Lohum Miskenos Tohaba Lechem, mentioning Lechem, Los Esarkal by Eretz Zerah, whenever Zabay Eretz Vitos Kochas, the Yachal Tav Zavato Beirachta. So is that going only on the Lechem, the previous Pasuk, or is that going on the whole pattern? Shivas Haminim, two Sukkim ago. That is a foolish discussion with all the rules of Drushos in the Gemara later on in our Masechet. So until now, we thought it was only going on benching, comma. Now we're changing our mind and saying, let's assume that it's going on all Shivas Aminim. So then we know Bracha Achronim Shivas Aminim. Kal Vachomer, we know Bracha Rishonim Shivas Aminim. So why can't we learn everything from Shivas Aminim? No, Ma Shivas Aminim, Dov Shinen, Ton Bracha, Av Paul, Dov Shinen, Ton Bracha. Let's learn everything. That's Hanach from Shivas Aminim. No, Ma Shivas Aminim, Shkin Chayav, and Bibi Kurin. You can't learn Shivas Aminu because the Pirach is more chomer because Shivas Aminu are chayiv in Bikurim. And everything else in the world is not chayiv in Bikurim. But the Hatenach La'ach in front of me nine, and also remind ourselves that's only Baruch Achrona. How do we know before? And although Kasha, that's not difficult. We already dealt with that. To us, it's Kal Chomer, Chusaveh, Mabarach, Shiroiv, Lo, Kol Shekeim. So we're stuck with basically only bread and wine and olives if you hold benching is only after bread. And even though we were willing to change our mind and go with the Shita that benching is after Shivas Aminim, or you know, mini benching is after Shivas Aminim, we only know Shivas Aminim, which have Bikurim and not anything else. Well, the man number Netarifai. Oh, what if you hold Netarifai? What if you hold Netarifai? That's if you hold Terifai, then it's only Shivas Aminim. What if you hold Netarifai? Then it's all trees. Maybe we could learn from all trees. Hatena called Barnatia, the La Barnatia, even Basar Beitz and Dugim, Min Ale, but that would only have trees that you plant. Netarifai would only be a marker for trees. But what about things you don't plant, things that are not vegetarian, such as meat and eggs and fish? What about, you know, animal products? Now here, it gets a little tricky because Tosos, you see, has a different girsa. Says Dover she'en gidulo min ha'aretz gom basar b'chalav, and he also says basar b'chalav instead of basar b'chalav. That's not so significant. He says the girsa should not be called the barnatia, anything that you plant, because planting is only used for planting a tree. Planting other things is planting vegetables is not called natia. It means anything grows in the ground. And then Tosfos asks, how do you know anything grows in the ground? Right? Pretty much everyone has Tosfos's pshat. How do we know everything that grows in the ground? Because it's not a shaveh. We know grain from Bechal Tzvata Beirachta, and we know all trees from Netta Ravai. What's the Tzad HaShav of grain and trees? That they grow on the ground. But he says Rashi has a Gersa. We don't have a Gersa in our we do. Rashi says not the Ramasko, but he says it's our Gersa print is from Rashi's Barnatia. And Tosos says here it gets there's a very tricky, we're not getting kashas, but Tosos suggests for Rashi that maybe we couldn't have learned vegetables because vegetables are putter from peah. So we couldn't have learned vegetables from trees and grain. Okay, so what do we have here? Let's just summarize for a second what we have until this point is what do we know? Even if we say Kodesh Yibulim, Baruch Rishon by a Kal Vachomer, but what do we know? Let's think about the stage of the Gemara. We only know Manda Omar Terem Ravai. What do we know? We know grapes and grain, and maybe we get olives, right? Then we get olives afterwards. That's stage one. Stage two, we expand Bracha Achrona, right? Right? If we assume there's Bracha Achrona, and the Torah is referring to Nami Drabana, on seven Minim, then we get the seven Minim. And from Manda Amar Neta Ravai, what do we get? We get, for Rashi, fruits, obviously, and grain, because you can't deny the Chazazot and Shemavinan. And for Tosos, you get all Gizulei Karka. Okay, why am I saying this out? Because I think it'll be interesting a little later. But we still don't have things that don't grow in the ground. We have no marker for things that don't grow in the ground. And therefore, the Gemara changes their tune. And says, all of a sudden, Ella Svara, who forget all this, the Svara. What's the Svara? also the lotim sheyenim and olmazeh below bracha. It is asher to get hanach olmazeh bracha, meaning a svara. After all, who made this world? Not me and not you. Hashem made the world. What gives us the right to be nedar for the world? What gives us the right to be nedar for the world is a bracha, right? Hashem created the world. Let us say some of the parshim say Hashem created the world for His own kavod, and therefore, if we're mechabed Him when we are nedar from this world, we are using it the way He wants it to be used, and we have permission. We're not mechabed Him when we. When we use the world, then we don't have permission. Or, you know, we sort of say, as a word, that if we get permission, then we can use it. If not, then we cannot. So it's an Isser. As the Gemara continues, Tana Rabban, also let him she had him in Olmaz of Lobracha, and then Olmaz of Lobracha, my Tekante, etc. Okay, and it's Me'ila, right? Using Hekdish without permission. Now, before we go on in the Gemara, I want to deal with two questions. First of all, is bracha chiva bracha rishona da oraisa or drabana? Right? What's the mocker? The mocker here is maybe we can learn from Kodesh Yilul and Kal Vachomer, but that doesn't totally work. Is a svara? Maybe Kal Vachomer? Maybe a svara? Now, there are other deos as well. They try to make a Kal Vachomer daf kof aleph, but it doesn't work. Kal Vachomer brings the Torah, but they say you can't make Kal Vachomer brings the Torah. Because it is Chayei Olam. Interestingly, no one, none of the Farshim mentioned this, but later on in the Gemara, in the seventh parak, they have a whole Machlokes Tanoim. What's the marker for Bracha Shona? It's Agav discussion Bracha Brona, and there's one day of the Kavah Chomer, and there's another day that Asher Nasalach means for when Hashem gives it to you before you eat it, you have to make a Bracha, and another day that Berach Aslach means you have to make a Bracha while it's still in front of you. Lechem and Mayim, and another day that we learned from Shmuel and Avi, he made a bracha before you did the Zebach. We have a lot of possible psukim and a svar. Is it Doraisa or is it Drabon? Okay, good question. Let me come back to that in a moment. So, first of all, is it Doraisa or Drabon? So first of all, why might we think it's Doraisa? Because Gemara starts out saying it's a Kal Vachomer. It's a Kal Vachomer Doraisa?
Usually.
Yes, Stam Kal Vachomer is Midoraisa. But what does Tosu say? Tosu says, Bibra Maspil, the fun of local shame, love Kal Vachomer. It's not a real Kal Vachomer. Basically, Tosu and almost all Rishonim say it's not a real Kal Vachomer. It's not a real Kal Vachomer. It sounds like good Kal Vachomer. After all, if when we already eat, we have to thank Hashem, when it's in front of us and He just gave it to us, and we appreciate it even more, for sure, the Hashem. But that's not such a good Kal Vachomer. Many of the Rishonim say, no, Adrabba, when we ate, we really got like a full Hana. Like, now I'm satisfied. That's a big Hana. When it's in front of me, it's not such a big Hana yet, because I have it, but I haven't been satisfied yet. Some Rishonim, like the Ritva, even reads in the Gemara and Dachav Avah, but obviously that's what I mentioned, Shekein Nana. Shekein Nen is a pircha. Why you can't learn Rishonim from a Corona, even though Shad is the pircha, why you can't learn Torah from Mazon. Anyway, so Tosu says it's not a real Kal Vachomer. The Ritva says the same thing. The Rashba says the same thing. The Rashbate says the same thing. Oh, mentioned, there's it's not, it's just a separate savior. The Rashbate is the author of the Shut Tashbate, very famous Shut. He's like two generations after the Rana. Two generations of the Ram, really the Gadol HaDor of the Sephardic countries. He also wrote Magen Avos on Pirkei Avos and a few other Sfarim. It's only published in a separate Sefer, so I'll try to not make undue references to it, at least outside of brackets. Anyway, let's say Tosos, the Rishon, written from the Rashba, all say it's not a real Kal Vachomer. And what's this Raya? Tosos is a very, very strong Raya. It says before the Dafka Pal Poman Aleph, that you can't learn Baruch Rishon from Kal Vachomer because a Balkeri in the old days, the Makra, the Tfilas Ezra, the Balkeri couldn't say Brachos. The Mishnah says with Bench, so that's the Raisa, and they didn't want to go against the Raisa, it wouldn't say Baruch Rishon. So Baruch Rishon is not the Raisa, and it's basically before Shnach Machal Homanal that Baruch Rishon is not the Raisa. So, says that it's Bidra Abanan.
That's why Tosfos bothers. So what do you do with the Kal V'chomer? So Tosfos says it's not a real Kal V'chomer. What do you do with the Kal V'chomer then? So Tosfos, the Rashba, the Ritva say it's not a real Kal V'chomer. Why is it not a real Kal V'chomer? You can't just spam say something not a real Kal V'chomer. It says a pure Kal. Because you are getting more Hanoa after you ate than before you ate. You might be more excited. You might be more excited before you eat. But you got more Hanoa after you ate, so it's not a valid Kal V'chomer.
Can you wait as far? Eat as far also. Challenge. I can just raise a question. The fact that the Shasvar, the Gemara says,
Asvar. No, the Gemara said, what they're saying is the whole Kal V'chomer in the first week only meant it's not Asvar. They didn't mean it was a real Kal V'chomer to race. They just meant the Kal V'chomer was like a nice reason the Rabbanan thought of. But it wasn't a real Kal V'chomer. That's the idea. The whole Kal V'chomer is their Hasnachta. However, we do have one or two opinions otherwise in the Tosos Reis Sur Lyon, and this is, it's a funny one. It's not in the old Tosos Reis Sur Lyon, only in the newer one, not so new to the 60s. Printing with footnotes, they have an additional piece. The early piece, the Reis Sur Lyon, Tosos Reis Sur Lyon, it's the same as our Tosos Lav Kal V'chomer. It's not a Kal V'chomer. Then it would be Doraisa, and we know from Daf Kal that it's not Doraisa. There's nothing to talk about. Rather, it's not a real Kal V'chomer. But then he has a later piece where he has two deists, and he quotes a Rabbeinu Chananel that we don't have anywhere else. And this piece is only in the Ksav Yad, the later edition published from, so I don't know what to make of it. But what does he say here? I'll read the last piece. Right, Tosa really deals with. We'll come to it in a second. If the Svaru wanted Darshi Yilu, Kodesh Yilu, that was an Asmach. But then he adds, Kol Hani will multi mabig lomi kra up gimme Svaru. But Mitzosin Sifra. You only need the Svaru for things you can't get from the Bosser, for Bosser, Bates of the Duck, or whatever species according to whatever sheep you are. You only need the Svaru for things you can't get from the Kal V'chomer. But Mitzosin Sifra, but some of them are in the Bosser.
Just like someone who will write something, even though it's a Kal V'chomer, you couldn't know it on your own. But even though it's a Svara, the Torah will still write it, even though it would be a Svara. So what he's saying is that, and then
what did Rabbeinu Chananel say?
That, according to Manda Renetta Ravai, obviously for Karam Ravai, it wouldn't be everything, but for Manda Renetta Ravai, for Karam Ravai, it would only be, I guess, the Shivas HaMinim, or only Donut Yusri Yitzchak. But Manda Renetta Ravai, the Duli Karka, Nida Bracha, Shona Mida Araisa, that's clearly the Kal V'chomer, right? Hillel is only Bracha Chrona. The Rabbeinu Chananel, the Tosfos, Reis Sur Lyon, the Shem Rabbeinu Chananel, says, nope, it's a real Kal V'chomer. It is a real Kal V'chomer. And Gidulei Karka are Mida Araisa because they're learned from the Kal V'chomer. So he assumed that it's a real Kal V'chomer to the Araisa. What he does with the Gemara Daf Chaf Aleph, he doesn't say. I don't know. But he assumed that it's a real Din to Araisa. Again, that's a very much Shivat Yachid. The only chomer he has is the Pnei Yoshua. Says the Pnei Yoshua, he says that even Tosos thinks the Gemara first thought it was a real Kal V'chomer, but the Maskanas thinks it's not a real Kal V'chomer. But he thinks that based on the Brisa Nachman Ches, he thinks it's really Kal V'chomer to Arisa, and he thinks the Machlokes Tanoim says Pnei Yoshua, it's a Machlokes Tanoim. It's really a Kal V'chomer. The Kal V'chomer is to Arisa, according to one Tana and the Mishnah in the he thinks it's a real Kal V'chomer Daraisa, and the Mishnah in the third paragraph, the Morin Daf Chaf Aleph is telling you, holds that it's not a real Kal V'chomer. So it's a Machlokes Tanaim, and even those first say everyone agrees it's a good Kal V'chomer. Just the Tana in the third paragraph thinks that there's a drasha to teach you to override the Kal V'chomer. So here we have a middle Shita, says the Yoshua. Says it is a machlokes tanaim. It's a machlokes tanaim between the Tana
in Perek, the Tana here, here, and the Tana in Perek Gimel.
In the third Perek, who says Valkyrie doesn't say before and thinks from. It's not a big carbonate, but Argomar thinks it's already so. That is when he gets the Svar. Correct. But in the Kabbalah Chomer, that's not allowed. So that's why you've missed it. So as far as the Kabbalah Chomer, again, it sounds like the Oraisa. Almost everyone says not a real Kabbalah Chomer. Says a Pirchan, it's like regional Pirchan. I got more Hano when it's in my belly and I'm satisfied than it's in front of me. When it's in front of me, you know, it's not yet in the bank. Like, you know, and it cheated, maybe something will happen to it, etc. And I don't feel anything. Like, I feel something intellectual. Oh, I'm really happy I have this. I'm feeling physical. So I have more of a physical hana after I ate it. Seems like it is. So it's a pircha, except for the Pnei Yoshua, who says, no, it's a real kabbalah chomer. And it's my folks hana. I mean, that's what he answers. Igmar da chabalah. Look, you prove that for a hana. Back that. I'll carry it down and see it. They say, even to be able to hurt, say, we'll see. And the Gemara says, not because I will see so coverage, just so how they just made it fun. There's Herod. And the Rabbeinu Hananel, who doesn't really explain any of the Gemara, you only have one place. It's definitely a sort of funny makor. It's only one Safyan, because we certainly aren't quoting Rabbeinu Hananel, but nonetheless, he says explicitly, the Kala Homer is the Oraisa. Okay, yes.
Well, I understood the road that connection to the The Rav is basically saying that the Kabbalah Chomer is just telling us that the drasha is using the real drasha. And then it turns out that the right. Certainly what you're repeating.
Okay. I don't remember so well. We have to look at it.
That's how he gets the same
of the concept. But you don't mean that. You're just saying that Kabbalah Chomer.
That's why it's a remark that.
Okay, fair enough. Meaning there is a Tosos Nafid base of an Aleph. We'll see in a moment who says if you're suffering from Rishonim your back, where against the normal Rishonim Rosh Lachel, he could be understood as possibly that it's the Raisa. Although none of the Rishonim Achronim, none of the main Rishonim Achronim understood that way, but it could be. It's not explicit, so I'm not going to go there yet. Let me just point out, the Maskana of the Gemara is that it's a Svar. So Svar is also Doraisa, right? How do we know Svar is Doraisa? How do we know Svar is Doraisa? Because the Gemara says in a few places, why do you need a Pasuk of Svar, right? The Gemara says, how do we know Motzmeh for Alavaraya, Mi Baal, Dvaridi, Gashi, Lai? Why do you need a Pasuk of Svar? Okay, Svar is Verabani. And the Gemara says, how do you know Pesha Asar Behua Peshahitzer is beating Asad? The Gemara says, why do you deposit the Svara? Svara is the Oraisa, so the simple shot is the Svara should be the Oraisa, and who goes that way? Who says Svara is the Oraisa? Famously, the Pnei Yoshua. The Pnei Yoshua has this Doraisa agenda here. I don't know if it's the Doraisa agenda, it might just be a Pshat agenda. Like the Oraisa. Svara seems like the Oraisa. It says the Pnei Yoshua. He says, it's a problem. All the posts can say it's Rabbanan, but in all of Shas, a Svara is a Doraisa. And he says it must be that it's really Doraisa. It must be that it's really Doraisa. Says the Pnei Yoshua. He says that, therefore, Bracha Rishon is Midoraisa, because the Maskan is a Svara. Okay, the Maskan of Arsuk, at least, is a Svara, and therefore it must be Doraisa. Now he goes into a problem, which is, if it's Doraisa, so why did all the poskim, that's what I told Snuffy Bates, pass the Suffolk Brachas Mahagel, should the Suffolk Doraisa in Gumra, and why did the Balkari not say it? So now he can say something, Josh, that he couldn't have said for a couple over. Say, the Svara was, a Svara is not that you must do a particular action. A Svara is just a religious idea that you must honor Hashem. It says, how do you honor Hashem? You usually honor Hashem by saying a bracha to him, to praise him. But sometimes you don't honor Hashem by not saying a bracha, right? What's the famous, Rav Zusha story, right? Now that Wanyu is Neil Hasidish, we all know
the Rav Zusher Belly Melech, or in the jail with the
tefillin. Right? So sometimes you sing and dance at the mitzvah of not mitzvah.
Sorry, those who are too old, you missed out.
In their days, Bayou was old rich.
What he basically says is that, since the Svara not a Kalahor, which you must do X, right? You must do this action. As far as that you must do an action, is that you must do an idea. The idea is to Mechavid Hashem, usually saying the bracha of Mechavid Hashem, and not saying the bracha of being Levaza Hashem, but when there's a halachic reason why it might be insulting to Hashem to say a bracha, and Rabbah, not saying the bracha of being Mechavid Hashem. So when you have a suffix, and you have a suffix bracha latala, and you're Nizra bracha latala, not saying the bracha of being Mechavid Hashem. When you're Valkyri, and there's an Isser, it's not disrespectful to Hashem to say a bracha, it's Valkyri before you fill bill, then not saying it's bracha of Yitav and Hashem. So therefore he says that the Svara is more flexible than a Kal V'chomer. So he says it's Midoritza, and nonetheless, the Afal Pikein Suffix / Valkyri ain't no Mavarech, because sometimes it's Dafka more of a Svara to like, by not saying the bracha of something, all something mechavad Hashem. Just if I said a bracha, there's no something by a Valkyrie. Not saying the bracha, he's being mechavad Hashem just as much as a not and a tahor saying a bracha. Okay, that's a chiddush, that's a pei Yeshua. Of course, everyone else in the world, right? Again, in the Kal V'chomer, basically all the posts are very clear, and we'll put the post in here, right? All the posts can say a Rabbah. All the posts can. And the Rishonim all say that it is Midrabanan. Oh, if it's a Svara, how could it be Midrabanan? So, anyone want to answer the question? How could a Svara be Midrabanan? Is it a Svara Doraisa? What's the answer? What?
You think most Svara is happy?
Why isn't a Svara Doraisa?
Because the category of the Svara.
The what?
Category of the Svara.
What do you mean?
Category of Svara.
So, okay, who are you quoting? The Tzlach. The Tzlach says, now, by the way, okay, says the Tzlach, an interesting finish, says the Tzlach that Svara is not Doraisa. The only example we have of Svara being Doraisa are Moshe Rabbeinu Haraya and Pesha Asur Yishtahu Pesha Hithra. Therefore, the Tzlach said, a big Yisod, he says Svara is not Doraisa. Says that to Lashak, the Din and Adina, like Pesha Asar and like Moshe Rabbeinu Haraya. Meaning that it's not exactly what he means by din min adinim versus mitzvah d'oraisa. I think what he means is din min adinim means the details of how to apply things. Right? There's a din of mishpat, of gezel, etc. You want to know exactly within that how to work out the details, then as far as d'oraisa to fill in the details. But to make a chiyuv, as far as not Doraisa, what's his proof? Then why did the Torah need to say any mitzvah syphilis? Right? Why did the Torah need to tell you not to murder? Isn't that a svara? Why did the Torah need to tell you not to brush vitals? Isn't that a svara? Why did the Torah need to tell you honor your parents? Isn't that a svara? Yeah, there are ways out of that. But says the, you could always say, the Torah needed to tell you all these things to cover cases where there is no svara. After all, there's cases nowadays people are going to svara whether you should kill someone or not. And their case, and nowadays people are going to swear whether you're on your parents or not, etc. But says the Tzlach that Svar is not Doraisa. Whatever Hashem said in the Torah, he said. What he didn't say, he didn't say. He didn't leave anything unsaid. Svar is just for the small details. You can't have a new mitzvah based on Svara. So that is what he do. The Svara says the Tzlach that Svara ain't a mechadeshes mitzvah. And he points to another point. He says, after all, wouldn't Svara apply to all human beings, not only Jews? So why don't you have to say bracha if it's really Svara? So he says, no. The answer is it is a Svara. But everything's a Svara. It's not a mitzvah until Hashem says so in the Torah. And therefore, it's not a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's only once with a Svara that Chazal found the Svara and we're packing a Zera d'Rabbanan based on this Svara. What would we assume? I guess we assume historically that more about before they made the Stakana. We don't know who made the Stakana. Women, the Takana, all smart religious people, probably figured it out on their own to somehow bless Hashem before they Because it was a svara. The non-Jews do also.
How do you know other non-Jews who bless Hashem before they eat?
But then Chazal made it an actual halacha. But that's the big chiddush of the plach. Svara is not d'oraisa. Svara is only d'oraisa in details. Okay, did he mean only dini mamonos, or might he also have meant details of other things?
Not clear what he means by din min
adinim.
But it's related to focus on
Okay, interesting point. I mean, you're right, those things are not mitzvahs. There's no mitzvah to do Hamotz Bechon Pariah. It's just like a rule, maybe Sfarim Kaddish rules, but not obligations.
Right? Sfarim Kaddish rules, what's well of Pariah? Pesha Asur Pesha Yitur. That's not an obligation. No one says, thou shalt Pesha Asur Pesha Yitur. Or thou shalt multiply all of Mariah. But you can't, a smurra is not an obligation. It's a nice idea we have, but it doesn't make it a dark. Not impossible. You know, he's very vague as to exactly what he means. I think what he means is, and I would revisit my formulation in light of what Amy pointed out. That maybe he means a rule that we use in applying things in the Torah, we can get the svara, but a commandment we cannot. But you're right, you couldn't view it as Ben Al Mako, although I don't know how much that's found in this word. It's not a gif. Not everything it's not a din, it's Ben Al Mako. That's a tzlach. Of course, you don't have to admit tzlach. You could have just said, it's not really a svara. And you could have said, it's not, what do you mean it's not a svara? There are a lot of things, you know how, like in Lundus, like, we say, oh, well, what's the svara for this din in the Torah? Okay, well, hold on. If it's a svara, then why does the Torah need to tell us the svara? The answer is no. There's two kinds of svara. There's svara mukrachas, like an obvious svara. And there's a svara that it makes sense to us, you know, but it's not mukrach. You know, it's not proven. So it could be that by svara meant a nice idea. It's a nice, inspiring idea. That doesn't necessarily mean that it is a proven idea. Like, for example, you know, if I say it's a svara that, you know, it's a svara that, you know, in, that when you add two, when you pour two cups of water into a pitcher, the amount of water there is more than either cup beforehand, that's a svara of promise. Yeah. When I say, no, it's mistaber to me, when I say, you know what? It's mistaber to me that you shouldn't have a base vendors without windows because you don't want to feel constricted and cut off. Okay, that's for mukrachas, just a nice idea that I have that really is a nice idea, but it's not mukrachas. So you could have said like the tzlach, and or the tzlach, you could say that it's not a svar mukrachas. The tzlach thinks the things it's a svar mukrachas. Yeah, but there's a concept, this is of Moshe Akron, a svara mukrachas. You know, 100% svara, not just a nice idea. What's a nice idea? Meaning, when the Torah says that I give a svara, so why do I need the Torah to tell me? It's not a svara mukrachas. I wouldn't know it on my own. Now that the Torah said it, I can figure out the logic behind it. Sometimes there's logic of something that doesn't mean it's mukrachas. It doesn't mean it has to be true 100%. Okay, so this is by way of background. What do we have here? We have the fact that the post can generally assume, except for the Pnei Yoshua and one reporter, Ben Hananel, and one of the world assumes Baruch Rishon is only Rabbanan, that is across the board. And why did they assume it? Because of the Mefurish Mor Dafka Halakomanal, which says it can't be Halakomar. It's only Rabbanan, it's the Malkari. Because the Malkari doesn't say Baruch Rishon. What do we do with the Halakomar? Say it's not a real Halakomar. What do we do with the Svara? Either say Svaras are not the Oraisa in obligating you, they're only the right to regulating details, or say it's not really such a good svara. The only exceptions are Rabbeinu Hananel, who seems to think the Kal Chomer the right doesn't deal with the rest of Shas, and the Pnei Yoshua, who says both the Kal Chomer the right and the svara is the right side. Either way, he has an answer without Gopalim. If the Kal Chomer the right, it's my hopes about it. And if the svara is the right, he says, once the svara is very flexible and it depends on the circumstances, and therefore all the bar meant is that it's not a kal vachomer, that would be rigid. But it can still be a svara, but the svara is flexible. When you're Valkyrie, the way you thank Hashem and mechabed him is by not saying a bracha in your state of uncleanness. Okay, finish with Yeshua. Now I want to get to the lumdus a little bit. Chaim, when you have a chance. If you read this Gemara with a lumpish eye, something immediately leaps out at you from the text. Right? Originally, until the last line before the two dots, right? Then it continues a little after the two dots. And says, let's read a little after the two dots, just so what's going on. I'll start from the fifth black line, cut her bum, also the unmet almost level of bracha, call an anemone almost level of bracha, ma. Me'ila, which is taking hektish, that permission. The whole world is hektish until we get permission. So we'll quote it with a bracha. My tekante, yelik etz a chacham. Go to a chacham. Yelik etz a chacham, I overly. Go to the chacham. How is he going to help you? Overly, Yisura. You already did an Isser. You can't fix it by going to a chacham. It's not like a person's darin. No, Elorba, yelik etz a chacham, yelik etz a brachos. No, go to a chacham beforehand and learn how to brachos. Visually, overly, me'ila. So you don't do me'ila. Agav, and you can talk about the Kurashi here, but the Rishonim asked, why do you have to go to a chacham to avoid me'ila? Bidyabed, what can you do to avoid me'ila? Bidyabed, if someone didn't want to do me'ila, what could they do without knowing any halachas brachas? Just say shakal and everything. And they would be a bidyabed. Okay, they would be living a bidyabed existence, but they wouldn't do me'ila, right? So here is a machlokes, the Ritva or Rini Yonah say, yeah, lav dafka. It really meant just remember to say brachos. It really meant just learn the idea of a bracha. And throw in, and you might as well do the Lachashim away and also go to a Chacham and learn the proper books for everything. Marsha says, no, you always need to go to a Chacham because there are complicated halachas about what, filter what. And so you'll have two foods and you won't know if you made a bracha one after the other. You'll come to Gila if you don't go to a Chacham. Okay, that's the Machlokas had a previous line. I'm Rabbi Yudam Shmokha, and then Ma'ulma Zabul of Racha, Kilo Nenemi, Kotche Shamai. Again, same ideas with Gila. What? You're not, but it wouldn't be Gila. But that's what Rabbi Benyamin says. To avoid me'ila, you just need to make shakal. But once you're in shakal, you should do it the Rashila way and go to a chacham. While the Rashah says, no, if you don't go to a chacham, you'll even end up doing me'ila because you'll think this food popped or that food and it didn't. Okay, Shanamar, Lashem, or Tablo, the whole world belongs to Hashem, or Blevi, Ramik, Sim, Lashem, or Tablo, Sim, Shrine, Shrine, Lashem, or something other. But they are as Hashem's or ours, Lokasha, Kan, Kodin, Bracha, Kan, Le, Achar, Bracha. Amar. Rav Chanina bar Papa kol anem ol mizav lebracha kilo goes al kavash bracha kets yisrael. Okay, the last three things, Bryce's or Mainbrook said the same thing. Ma'al nemi kavash shmai goes al kavash bracha were all the same thing. But now he adds, you also goes al kets yisrael. She never goes al aviv imo, aviv zashem and imo kets yisrael. But omer in pesha, say there's nothing wrong. Chaver lish mashkes, you are a colleague of the destroying, destructive person. Bein avvel l'kadosh baruch hu, shenemar lo avicha k'necha, bein imo l'knes shrol, shenemar shema v'ni musar avicha, v'yal t'tosh tovers t'mecha, my chover lo nishmashches, amrachin rapa, bein chover holi rabban minavat, shehishka shrol, amvikim shom shamay, and your chover to rabban minavat, who corrupted the Jews to to Hashem, to their father in heaven. How does he corrupt the Jewish people like rabban minavat? Rabban minavat was chol t'yumach. The Rashi says, if one guy didn't say brachos then, he rubs off on other people, and they also stop saying brachos. How are you, Gozel, Knesset Yisrael? So, Rashi says, how are you, Gozel Hashem? We know. He doesn't give you permission. Stop, he created. So say a bracha. How are you, Gozel, Knesset Yisrael? Rashi says, because if you eat without a bracha, midah k'neged midah, you ate the crops without a bracha, Hashem will give a bracha to the crops. Hashem will chas v'shalom, put a maka on the crops, and no one will have food to eat. That's how you're Gozel, Knesset Yisrael. Agav, I'll just point out.
Rashi says, Gozel HaKadosh Baruch Hu et Birchato.
We'll come back to that in a second. I'll just point out that, anyone has an interesting question. Why would Hashem punish all of Kali Shol? One guy to the same bracha. So it could be us. So maybe Kali Shol HaRibi tell us that. Rashi here, Rashi here says right in the Rashi implies maybe you could say because if other people learn from you say bracha, no one will say the bracha. Ukenes Shral, second Rashi, and all the Jews say that you must get a maga. He says, because the I mean, so we need a rove. Maybe they're 50-50. One guy didn't say rough. He tilts the scale to the side of. Okay.
Right.
The truth is, which is a chan is like an example of being a sick cholesterol. If they don't, they're always fine. Okay, good. So we have lots of answers. Now let's get back to the lungs. Let's get back to the lungs for a second. What's the other finish? What jumps out of the pages? What is, at first we say, Kodesh Yibulim Hashem. It's a chiyot to be mahalel to praise Hashem. It's a mitzvah of shevach to Hashem. Kodesh Yibulim. That makes a lot of sense. And then we say, we compare it to bracha achrona. What is bracha achrona? Bracha achrona is a mitzvah to give shevach hodah to Hashem. So it's a mitzvah to give shevach hodah to Hashem, meaning it is a mitzvah of halel, shevach, and hodah, parallel to bracha achrona. Until we get to the end of the Gemara, all of a sudden, what word sticks out to us at the end of the Gemara? What? Aser. All of a sudden, it changes being a mitzvah to an aser. And Aser appears already in Rabbi Kiva's Brisa, which is very important. Correct. Let's go. I'll come back to that in a moment. Is it, now, what do we mean? We don't mean as Bracha Rishona a mitzvah or an iser. Bracha Rishona is not an iser. Bracha Rishona a mitzvah or a matter of an iser. Right? Meaning Me'ila, you need a matter. You need a pidyon for that. So, is Bracha Rishona, all the limudim have nothing to do with an iser? You know, is there an iser to eat food without benching? No, we always eat food without benching. Then after we finish eating, we bench. Right? We always eat food, and it's not also eat without benching. Every bite you take, you eat without benching. Only afterwards, I want to bench. It's a bit for the bench. And if we don't bench, it's a bit for the right? And if we learn Bracha Rishona Kalachom from Bracha Achrona, then we should say, not usher to eat without a Bracha Rishona, it's just a bit for the we haven't fulfilled our obligations. Now, of course, the word usher, you know, it's interesting. Is it usher to eat without benching? Is it usher to not put on tefillin in the morning? Depends how dafka you're using the word. If you're using the word loosely, say, of course, it's very usher to not put on tefillin. It's very usher to not bench. It's usher not to say usher yotzer after you use the bathroom, etc. What? Yeah, but it's not an isser. It's just not a mitzvah. Asay. But benching's not a lot of book, Kossi. What's the lot? Okay, so give me a second. And then all of a sudden at the end, meaning it's a mitzvah. Of course, it's usher not to mitzvos, you know, because it's forbidden to be a bad person. So it's usher not to mitzvos, but it's fundamentally a mitzvah. Of course, you shouldn't neglect your mitzvos. But at the end, we don't start with mitzvah. We say it's a svara. We switch from drasha to svara, and we say, Asher lo la'adam shehenem al mazeh below bracha. It is asher to be nana without a bracha. We don't say you're chayv to say bracha. Like we can say until now. How do we know we say you're chayv to say bracha? We say halachom benching. Benching is just a chayv to say bracha. You already finished eating. Now you're chayv to say bracha. So halachom, you're chayv to say bracha. We showed up. Hillel is just a chayv of something you must do. So you're chayv to say a bracha rishona. Now we say, it's not that you're chayv to say bracha rishona. And if you don't do the chiyuv, then we fall into it. It's that it's asur to eat without a bracha. And therefore, you must make a bracha in order to matter the isur. So we need to switch our lashon from a lashon of mitzvah and chiyuv to a lashon of isur and matter. Again, the word asur could be used loosely both ways. It's asur to not do what you're supposed to do. Or it's usher to do an aveira until you get ahead, until you make sure that you have a head. But there are two different ushers. It's the usher of not being a sick and an usher of a lab. We definitely switch our lashon. Who expresses reluctance to switch tracks in the last line of the Gemara? Who doesn't really want that? Now, let me add one thing. What's really changing here? What's really changing here is, did you get the word? If we have the Habamina the Gemara, which is a mitzvah and a chiyuv of Shevach Behodah. And what's the model? Like Birkas HaMazon, right? Or like Bracha Achrona, I should say. That's neighborly. Bracha Achrona, why? Right? Like Bracha Achrona, clearly we're not feeling any itzer.
There's no food left.
Or, what's the maskana? The maskana is, it is an itzer, and you need the bracha as a matter. And what kind of itzer? What kind of isser is it? An isser? An isser gzela slash me'ila. Okay, those of you who are here for the summer know that's a big slash, right? Gzela slash me'ila. Let's for now go with Rechayim, right? It's good enough for our purposes. Now, me'ila is just gzela from Shamayim, right? It's an isser gezel slash me'ila. It doesn't matter whether you call me'ila an isser hana or an isser gezel. Basically, it's not that you have to thank Hashem, and therefore, if you eat food without thanking Hashem, you're a bad person, and we can call you what you did usher because you didn't do your obligation. No, it's that the food is fundamentally usher. Why is food fundamentally usher? It's not treif. It has a badatz edach haredes on it. It's fundamentally usher because even if it has a badatz edach haredes on it, if it belongs to someone else, it's permission, and it's treif, right? It's trait before I make the bracha. Until I make the bracha, trait. La Shem Artu Malah, Hashem Yisrael, La Shem Artu Tan Leigav. Don't look at you. You call the bracha, La Shem Artu Malah, belongs to someone else, La Shem. Not just someone else with my friend. There's someone else who brought a shalom. And if the bracha belongs to me, basically the bracha is, can you imagine going a little far? The bracha is matter. It used to be Hashem's, just like in Hekdesh, on Kodesh, it used to be Hashem's and a terrible issue of Hila. And now it's mine and I can do whatever I want with it. Likewise, when it comes to all food, it used to be Hashem's, and now it is mine. But there are two very, very different angles. I'm not saying there are two different philosophies of religion. They're both acknowledging that Hashem created the world and gave me what I have. They're not based on two different ideas about religion, but they're based on two different lumnuses about the halacha. Is it that I have to praise Hashem because he gave me such wonderful things before I eat them when they're in front of me and I can really appreciate them in addition to after I eat them and I appreciate mine? Feeling satisfaction? Or is it that, no, after I ate them, I already ate them. That's just a chiyuv to praise Hashem. No chiyuv bracha chrona. Bracha chrona is merely a mitzvah, a chiyuv to praise Hashem. But bracha rishona is fundamentally different than bracha chrona. Bracha chrona can be a matter, it's already eaten. Bracha rishona means it's as if someone served me tevel. If I eat this tevel without a fresh cubis or maestro, so I've done an esra, I need to be matrish in order to be matter. It's as if someone served me a goat. If I eat it without shkita, I've done an avera, I need to chef in order to be matter. Someone put down the plate in front of me. Someone put it down, it's as if someone put down the plate in front of me, someone else's food. If I don't ask for permission, it's an iser, unless I have the matter of getting permission. So someone gave me Hashem's food on the table. Someone put Hashem's food in front of me on the table. And therefore, until I get permission from him, and how do I get permission from him? By acknowledging that it comes from him. So I get permission from him, and change the Hashem Arts of Law to our Arts and Sam of the Adam, it is treif. It is an Isser, even worse than treif, it is an Isser of Mi'ila, one second, Bekadshe Shamayim, and that's a very, very different kind of day.
Rashi, Whoa, big Rashi.
What we expected Rashi to say?
It's food.
It's the food, right?
Are we the first ones to notice this? No one knows who's the first one. Who's the first one on the Makor sheet to notice this, Rashi?
The Marsha. The Marsha says, I don't know what Rashi's talking about.
Of course, one of the things we're going to try to figure out is this just one random accidental word that Rashi wrote without thinking? Or is this a pattern in Lumbus and Rashi that he's consistent about throughout the parak? Okay, you could probably guess which side I'm going to go with.
Yeah.
What does the Marsha says? He says, Rashi says, you stole the bracha? He says, what do you mean? You stole Oser Dabar Sh'ochel B'nenam Imenu. He didn't steal the bracha, he stole the object. After all,
Pshat of the Gemara. Who's Pshat of the Gemara? Rashi, or first of all, let's see if anyone, any Rishonim agree with Parsha. Here, I apologize for something that's not my fault at all. Okay, good lesson to all of us. If you don't learn any Gemara this year, if you just learn that you should apologize for something that's not your fault at all, you've gotten very far. But the Ritva has a little, the Ritva has a little piece here, Dibra Maspa El Asfarhu, which for some reason is not in the Shita Mubetas name Ritva in the Bar Ilan. It's just like they missed a piece, I think. But I hope it's in this new book. The Ritva in the Ligma of the Cloud? What? Helfus Brothus, the Ritva is here. He wrote a Helfus. Oh, here. Here it's called, most accurately, in this black one, it's called Likut Rishonim Ashvili. Again, they call it Likut Rishonim because for some reason they have this strange idea that if one guy made a mistake once and called the Shidu Gebetzes, they have to respect that mistake through the generations and call it Likut Rishonim instead of Pirish Hashas. Okay, so that's inexcusable. But in any case, Ashvili is the last name. But it says, it's written by Rav Ashvili. You don't know who he was. Anyway, instead of the Ritva here, look at that. Okay. So says the Ritva here. Elisvaruhu. Perish, what the svaru? She's the chsiv l'shem rishu below. The heich vital adam hashein rishu below. Well, you tell me menu rishus. How could you take something that's not yours without permission? Meaning, the gezel is, he's not saying to argue about you, the gezel is the thing. You can't take something that's not yours without permission. But the Marsha is very, very sharp. And pshat of the Gemara is for sure like the Marsha. You always have to ask yourself, there's a machlokes. Who's pshat in the Gemara and who's not pshat in the Gemara? Why? Because if someone's not pshat in the Gemara, there must be a reason why they said. And remember, none of them, unfortunately, were learning. Didn't know how to learn. Right? They either said something because it was pshat, or because it wasn't pshat, and therefore there was a very good reason why they had to say it. And the less something is pshat, the more they must have had a very, very strong reason why they had to say it. If someone says pshat, they could have said pshat just because they're reading pshat. Someone says not pshat. It shows they were very committed to a certain concept. So, pshat is clearly like the Marsha. I don't think there's any room for a Bardas to disagree. The pshutosh of the end of the Gemara is like the Marsha. Why does it say it? Hashem, it says like it's ghost. He says, one second, like it's he says it's like Me'ila. What does Me'ila mean? Me'ila means you are nene from something, and that chetza was something you were not to be nene from. It says, kilu nene mikotche shemayim. Same idea, you're nene from something which you didn't have permission to be nene from. And therefore, what's the gezel? That you took that thing that you weren't supposed to take, and especially the Rav Levi Rami. L'Hashem ha'aretzum lo versus ha'aretzum sam le'adam. Before the bracha belongs to Hashem, after the bracha belongs to you. Hold on. If after the bracha belongs to me, before the bracha belongs to Hashem, why is it gezel before the bracha? Because I took something that belonged to Hashem. Right? It's pretty clear that Pshat in the Gemara is like the Marsha. And again, the Ritva says the same thing, not in as sharp words, not to argue with anyone, that the gezel is the gezel of the object. So why does Rashi say, gozel ha'kadosh baruch hu es berchaso? You're stealing the bracha. Why does Rashi say you're stealing the bracha instead of you're stealing the food? What makes Rashi say that? He's bothered by the relationship between the beginning of the Gemara and the end of the Gemara. He says, what is this elasparahu? Since when do we have such a sharp, right? We're going to have a few different shatim. How we have this sort of, the sharp move from this jump from a mitzvah to an isser and a matter, to a matter of an isser. The Rashi says, you know what? It doesn't make sense. It's really a mitzvah. It's not a matter of an isser. Ah, the lashon of aser. Aser just means it's aser to not do mitzvahs. Ah, the lashon of gzela. It doesn't mean you're a gozel of the food. Really, the food is perfectly kosher. It just means you're a gozel of the bracha, meaning it's not really gzela, right? The Rambam called Oshek. It's not taking something that's yours. It's not giving you something that I owe you. I owe Hashem a bracha, like the old 248 say. And if I don't give him what I owe him, even if it's not a concrete object, but a performance, then it's continual and gezel. Rashi is purposely trying to say, don't think
that we're dealing with an Isser here. We are not dealing with an Isser here. We're dealing with a mitzvah. And I think, again, I will hopefully prove that Rashi, Lishi Tosbe, what is the Gezel Rashi, I think, is the clearest who's taking sides in this. Akira says Rashi, he's clear since he's getting shot. Gozal Habracha. You steal the bracha, meaning you don't. You see, it's a dachim shad gozal. If I promise to help you, to help you with your homework, and I don't help you with your homework, would you call that stealing? No, but Rashi does it anyway because Rashi's convinced that it's not really an isser. It's not really an isser. Oh, there's nice homiletics, nice drushes about Hashem or Zimbabwe, etc. But those are nice drushes, those are nice homiletics, inspiring ideas, ways to give people a little mustard shoes, but it doesn't really mean it. It doesn't really mean it. Really, it just, really, you're just Gozal HaBracha, the boast of the Marsha. And the Ritva say, Gozal HaMatal. No, I stole the food because the food's not mine until I'm Matar with the Bracha.
Really,
it's Svaro that came in Yerach. Rashi and Amin Aleph also. Third one, Rashi and Amin Aleph at the end. Came in the Nenet Sars Lachodos Lisha Bracha. Why did we say it's a Svaro that I don't, it's a Svaro the world doesn't belong to me? Why isn't it a Svaro the world doesn't belong to me? No, it's a Svaro, but even though it's a Svaro, it's Sarach. Not the Svaro of the continuation of the Gemara, which the Rashi would just take as flowery ideas and try to minimize as much as possible. But you're right, Rashi and Rashi even says in the Svaro, basically, what's, let me take this a little differently. What are two ways so far to take it? I know these are not the only two ways to take it. But one way to take it is to say that it's really just a mitzvah grida. It's really just a chiyuv of giving shemach, right? It's really a mitzvah grida, and usher is labdavka. Ella, it just means itilase. That's what the usher means. And what's the svara? The svara says Rashi, shetzarech lahodos. It's not a svara the world doesn't belong to me. It's a svara that I have to be moda. What's the other option? The other option is to say no, is to say the Habamina is totally rejected, and the Maskana is that it is an Isser, and Bracha is a Matir, and the Svara is the Olam. Ain't no shayachli, right? The svar is that the world doesn't belong to me. Atheists think the world belongs to me because, you know, I'll be the uniform version code. I violas over this chefta, but they don't understand that that's just what it looks like from the outside. And the exit, nothing in the world belongs to me until I get permission from the real owner, who is the Kone Shamayim Baret. And what I'm claiming is that this starts with how you interpret the word gezel, says Rashi. And then you're right, Rashi and Amalfa are maybe Mishnasa. Gezel HaBracha, and that's against Shah. And that really shows that he's committed to saying, I'm not going to reject the Habmin in favor of the Maskana of the Gemara. I'm not going to throw all those lines in the garbage in favor of the Maskana of the Gemara. Rather, I'm going to read the Maskana in terms of the Habamina. I'm going to read the last few lines in terms of the first 30 lines. It could be, but I'm not going to be trying to say that unless he gives us some clue, as opposed to, let's say, the Marsha and the Ritva. The Marsha and the Ritva would say, no, that's the Pshat, Gozal HaMachal. The truth is, even if someone says Pshat, it doesn't actually prove a lot of this. They could just read Pshat and be saying Lavda. Clearly, it fits that box.
Which is this model, straight up. And he says, and he has to.
Good. Okay, but in any case, it's still a kick. Now, I want to show you something amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm, ass-
I'm assuming this is all within Durabana. I'm assuming it's all within Durabana, I'm leaving this aside for now.
No, but when I went there, that you feel like maybe you go like that, you might have to get back.
Okay. Fair. Now, let's see what is the, anyone who learned the halacha, finished smicha, knows, what is it, what simon of Shulchan Aruch is the litmus test to tell what is an iser with a matir and what's just a chiyuv mitzvah. What's simon in Shulchan Aruch? The litmus test that you want every single thing in Kol HaTorah, netilas yadayim. Is it a mitzvah to wash before you eat bread, or is it usher to eat bread with tummy hands and I need to wash as a matir? Right? What simon of Shulchan Aruch would I look at to find the answer to that? It's not in Hilchas Tefillos Yadayim. Hilchas Aninos, right? You're there, simon, shin mem al. An omen is potter from mitzvah say, but can't do isurin. Great question. Does an omen have to be bedikas chametz? Oh, nice one. Is it a mitzvah to be bedikas chametz, or is it usher to have a house that wasn't checked? An omen. Is it vechule, vechule, vechule? Right? So I want to know the answer to Tefillos Yadayim. I look in Simishim Rav Aleph and I see it's a whole lundus in the Achronim there, and it comes out the Maskana that Takan Tefillos Yadayim is an Isser, not just a mitzvah, because an omen washing Tefillos Yadayim. Okay, so does an omen bench? Does he say Bracha Achrona? No, an omen. I've never seen anyone say an omen bench that says Bracha Achrona. Why? Because that's a mitzvah. Does an omen say Bracha Rishona? Well, hold on a second. If we wanted to say that it was just a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah, a chiyuv shel avodah zarah, it doesn't, the most special thing in the world. But if we say that it's an iser, it's not my food, the food's trained until I say a bracha, the food's trained until I say a bracha, then even the omen should have to say a bracha. What is, the halacha goes one way on this. What does Rashi say? Does an omen say a bracha or not? What would we hope Rashi would say? That an omen? Does not say a bracha. And in fact, what does Rashi say in the beginning of the third parak of Misha Meso Mutal Lefanav, says Rashi, the Brisa says, it's very unclear what these words mean. What does it mean, Einu Mevorech, as opposed to Einu Mezamein? Rashi says, Mezamein means Bracha Achrona, short for mentioning. Mevorech means Bracha Rishona. Einu Tzarech Levorech means Amosi, and not only that, he doesn't say all day, unless you think, oh, maybe he shouldn't say it because it's pastish, but he should be yotzi with someone else so that he doesn't do an avera. No, no one else has to say hamotzi for him. He doesn't have to be yotzi for hamotzi, and this is a great nafmina, is what about an omen? Says Rashi, and by the way, this is how we pass it. Rashi, the rove mefarshim, saying, eino mefarev. However, interestingly, it's not just that there's some Rishonim who say, who disagree with each. Right? I have two Rishonim who disagree with Rashi. Okay, it might depend exactly how you count. There's also Me'am Lois. Once upon a time, it's a very, very popular book, especially among the Dino speakers. The Me'am Lois disagrees with Rashi and says, yes. What about the Isser? But that's an Akron. If we go back to the Rishonim, we have two Rishonim who disagree with Rashi. One of them is, I haven't seen the Achronim quote this, but it's the most obvious marker. It's found in your standard good old Vilna Shas, is the Rosh Mishans on Maseches Demai. What does the Rosh Mishans say on Maseches Demai? The Rosh Mishans being in Demai, it's a total tangent. What do they call it? A throwaway line. He's dealing with a Mishnah in Demai. Sorry. Demai, a Mishnah in Demai, which says, Mevorchon alav u'mezamen alav, when it comes to Demai, not to the only. But as a tangent, he gets into, oh, what does it mean, Mevorchon u'mezamen here? We're going to read that in light of what it means in Perek, Mishameso, about the Onei. And what does the Rosh Mishans say right here, without getting into skipping the Demai parts? If I can read this, one second, I'm really going to try. This is all talking about to say the bracha for other people, not to do it himself. It's all about saying the bracha when you don't see others. The aim of our hamotzi lift our chayrim, lo chayrim poch no som, chayrim poch no bazim, I can see one, he can't say for other people. The teida, I started a little too much. Gabi mei, unshi mei, so little fun, but ain't no bracha when it's on, but ain't no bracha when it's on, but love,
The land of Moshe Pirshamba contrast the Motarachal Blobrasa. Notice what he says. Not like Rashi never said those words in Brachos, right? Again, just methodology. If someone quotes, says not like Rashi says and quotes Rashi's words, it just means he's a different shot than Rashi. Shon says not like Rashi said and paraphrases Rashi's words and turn and rewrites them into something else. It's saying not that I disagree with Rashi, but I'm rewriting Rashi's words and turning them into something else to show you what gets my goat, what irks me, right? What upsets me about what Rashi said there. So Rashi never said the words. You could read all the Rashi on the design of Vesu Yefesman Aleph. He never said any word of mutter, laughable. He never said anything of the sort. However, how does he paraphrase Rashi? Not like Rashi is the mutter, laughable, bracha. Says, because then it shouldn't have said aim and bark. It should have said potter me bracha. Rather, it just means you can't do it for other people. It's not something you should do for other people. But interestingly, not only does he disagree with Rashi, he says, it doesn't mean he doesn't say a bracha. It means he can't say bracha for other people. But he goes on and says, not like Rashi said, what was objectionable? The mutter lechel lo bracha. Chas v'shalom mutter to eat without a bracha. How can it be mutter to eat without a bracha? What's he saying? Chas v'shalom like Rashi says mutter to eat without a bracha. He doesn't focus on whether you have to say a bracha. He focuses on whether you can eat without a bracha. Meaning, Rashi's looking at saying a bracha and saying pacha. Saying a bracha and only his pacha. It's not saying. I'm not looking at saying a bracha. I'm looking at eating without a bracha. For Rashi, it starts with saying a bracha. Now, if you have to say a bracha, you shouldn't eat without it. Just like if you have to, if you have to say ashrigatzar, you shouldn't go to the bathroom and not say ashrigatzar. And just like if you have to put on tefillin, you shouldn't go to work and not put on tefillin. Okay. He's saying, I'm not starting with the you have to say the bracha. I'm starting with the mutter to eat without a bracha. I'm starting with the matter of the isser, not with what you do, but with what you shouldn't do. And not like Rashi. How can Rashi go to lechel bracha? What do you mean? He's an only. Yeah, but the only can do averos. The Rashi Bishan says, not just the Shita, but his Lashon, the Rashi Bishan says, no, and I'll not like Rashi says, Motor Lechel Bracha. Usher Lechel Li Bracha. It's Usher to eat without a Bracha. And it's not only the Rashi Bishan, it's also, and here's where I'm not sure if I should pull up one, two Bishan or three Bishan. I only found two or three Bishan because it's in the Rashi Bishan, and I also found it in the Sefer Kol. It's also in the Sefer Orchos Chaim. Orchos Chaim is Rav. Orchos Chaim was Rav Asher Milanel or Rav. I think Rav Asher Akom Milanel, if I'm not mistaken. And the Orchos Chaim is a Sefer. We know who wrote it, even though the exact name escapes me right now. What? Or Rav Asher Akom Milanel. Thank you. Rav Asher Akom Milanel, not the Chiddushi Rav. That's Rav Asher Akom. The Rav Aaron Akomi Lanil, the Orchos Chaim, he has this. The Kolbo is a shorter version of the Orchos Chaim. No one knows who wrote the Kolbo. It could be that someone else just took the Orchos Chaim and abridged it. Kitzer, Shachar, Kitzer, Orchos Chaim. So the Kolbo and the Orchos Chaim say the same thing. I only brought the Kolbo here because that's most. Everyone's heard of the Kolbo if they learn, Shachar, parentheses, it says Kolbo. Or in the Baragola, it says Kolbo. The Orchos Chaim is not as well known, but they're basically the same book. Says the Kolbo, he says, Yesh Misha Omer, Sha'ab Shemesimut Lofanava, Ol Makover, Sha'patim, Ol Mitzvot, Batorah, Sha'im, Bar Chavot. Who's the Yesh Omer? Rashi. That's what he possibly showed up. The Wiener Shemavar, Sha'asr Lechav Lo Bracha. This is even more explicit than Rashi says. Some people say he's Potter, but I say he's Chaim. Why? Because it's Asr Lechav Lo Bracha because of the answer. This is exactly the Machlokas, right? The Rashi Shans and the Kolbo versus Rashi and many other portions. We didn't vote for the majority, but the Rashi Shans, the Kolbo says, some people say Potter, can't be Potter because that's doing Isser. What do you mean? He's going to say, oh, I'm Potter in the Mitzvah of Shchita, so I can eat meat without shechting it. No, you can't do that. I'm the brethren. We say he can't eat bread without washing his hands. I'm smarter than the Osir Nine, and this one's a bread without tummy. So it's also eat without a brachos. This is the classic Nafkumina. I see we're not going to get to the best part today, so I'll end with like a clue and you all figure it out on your own. But the classic nafkaminas are going to be, what's the model? For example, let me ask a simple question. According to the lashon of Asher Losh La'adam Sheyahane Min Ha'om Zeb Lo Bracha, you have to make a bracha if you do what? If you are Nana. Also, a punishment all was up. Well, Rachav, your Nana. Okay.
Obviously, you don't mean your Nana by looking at a nice painting. You know, Chazal made this halacha about Nana from food. But if you're Nana,
let me ask you another question. In the Havamina, when we're learning Kal Vachomer from Bracha Achrona, you have to make a Bracha Achrona if you did what verb? Achila. Be'achalta v'savata. So you might ask, do we model after Bracha Achrona and say, when you did Achila, you have to make Hashem? Or do we model it after Gezel and Me'ila? After all, Me'ila, any Hanah is Me'ila, right? Do we model it after Me'ila and Gezel? Even if you don't eat, you can still steal. Right, Shalosh Lomi Daf LeGavlin. If I'm Nana, even without eating, if I light your wood on fire to make a barbecue and cook my steak, I'm a Goslin. Even if I didn't, even if I did everything. So, and what's the funniest Rashi and Lamed Hayam and Base? It's an unfair question because we haven't read all the Rashi and Lamed Hayam and Base. And you might say the one goes on the Kodesh Baruch Hu also as the Marsha points out. That's not the funniest Rashi. In my humble opinion, the funniest Rashi is Dibur Masal Zuke Mazik. The one of the Makar sheet. The Gemara asked the question here. The Gemara says Shem and Zayas will deal with this at length. Shem and Zayas, you make ha'etz. Did anyone here ever in their life make a ha'etz and drink some olive oil? No. Did anyone ever here in their life not make ha'etz and drink some olive oil? Did anyone ever drink olive oil? Yeah, who did? You know people. I know people doesn't count. Rabbi, I know. Yeah, I know. Okay. Anyway. Yeah, kitzer, it's not normal to drink olive oil. Why? The Gemara says that Zuki Mazik, it's disgusting. Why if you never, you never drink the canola oil either, right? Because it's gross. It's disgusting. It's obviously a very good food item when used with the other things as an ingredient in a recipe, but it's disgusting. Says Rashi, a crazy Rashi. Says Rashi, Zuki Mazik, you're just hurting yourself because it's disgusting. You vomit. The ain zo achil shino bracha. That's not the kind of achil that needs a bracha beforehand. You got me bracha. Because you know what it says about bracha rishona? V'achalta, because it says v'achalta. Now, hold on a second. After all, when it comes to Birkas Hanan, it says v'achalta. Where does it say v'achalta? Who remembers the Chumash? It says v'achalta about bracha achrona, not about bracha rishona. Why is Rashi quoting the pasuk of bracha achrona when it comes to bracha rishona? The answer is it's Rashi l'shitase. Because the mother is not a separate svara of the word, it doesn't belong to me, I mean, tamatu the yisr. If I mean tamatu the yisr, it doesn't say yachalta. It doesn't say anything in the Chumash, and in the Lashon Chazal it says asher lehanos. Right? It doesn't say yachalta. But Rashi says, if we read the maskana as lavdavka, the asher is lavdavka, the gezel and gezel brother. Really, we're sticking, really, we're expanding the Havmina. The Havmina is a mitzvah of Shevach, and we say it's a svara of that. You should praise Hashem, you should thank Hashem. It's a svara of Shevach Bodah. If it's a svara of Shevach Bodah, then it's the same idea as Brachat Bodah. It's just a svara that you should have Shevach Bodah afterwards, and you should have Shevach Bodah beforehand, and therefore Rashi, he lies in Pitonius in order to tell the truth in Pitonius. Rashi says, when it comes to Bracha Rishona, it says V'achalta. No, it doesn't. It says that a Bracha Achrona. Yes, that's Rashi's point. When it comes to Bracha Rishona, it's just a svara expansion of the Kal Vachomer from Bracha Achrona. It's not Rashi inventing the Bracha Rishona's extension of Bracha Achrona. The Gemara says Kal Vachomer, she's so bam, bark, she's wearing a koshke. All Rashi's saying is that all along, Hilda only taught us Achrona. V'achalta Zavata only taught us Achrona. We made Tzad HaShav and they got all kinds of combinations. And then through the Smara, we extended it even to Basar Beitz of Adam. Okay, but it's all going back to the beginning of the Gemara. The beginning of the Gemara not rejected nonsense. The beginning of the Gemara is the conceptual nature, which is its example at the end with flowery language of Asr. Right? But it's really similar to Bracha Achrona. So basically, we want to ask, how about how about the model of Bracha Achrona? Flash benching. Rashi here is very, very mefurish. It says v'achalta about bracha, which seems false. It only says that about achrona.
but if you assume Bracha Rishon and Achron are the same things, the Kalvachom, Shabbam, Bracha, Rebbe, and Polshke, and you assume really the happening of the Gemara is right, and the Gemara is just expanding it with the flowery language, then here we have Rashi says, the Achalta Ksiv, and that's actually an Afkamina, says Rashi, what is the Maimsa that's Mechayav a Bracha, says Rashi, Achila. But if we're right that the Ritva disagrees with Rashi, and the Ritva thinks, no, it's Mamishinis Gezel, it's Mamishinis Gezel, then what do you expect the Ritva to say? The Maisa, the verb that's Mechayav a Bracha is Achila? No. He should say Ama. Are we right?
I better hope we're right, otherwise I'm going to come up looking really stupid. Says the Ritva, right here, I know I'm going a little tiny bit, different order, so I have to find where I'm up to in the, here it is,
says the Ritva, Azuke Kamazik, Le Perish Hai Mafsa Hashem, Anu B'chosh Kamazik, Lo Chashiva Hanah Klal, it's not Hanah. Why does Rashi say it's not a chilu, to say it's not Hanah? L'shitase, says the Ritva. Yeah, you don't make a bracha if there's no hanah. Says Rashi, you don't make a bracha if there's no achila. That depend, should depend on this hakira. Will it be another great nafkamina? If I eat one morsel of bread, am I mishabeach Hashem? Is that worthy of shevach v'odah if I eat one morsel of bread?
No.
No, only v'achalta v'savata, which,
forget about v'savata,
even the word v'achalta only means a kazayis pashtas. Right? However, when it comes to Isurim, am I allowed to steal a little? Am I allowed to do Me'ila a little? No, you're not allowed to do an Isur. Cool. So, interesting question. Bracha Rishon, is it like Bracha Achrona only on a Kazayas, or is it on a Mash? Right? How do you know? How do you know? So, it's interesting. I haven't found anyone who disagrees. It just seems obvious to everyone. And Tos says, it's a question. It's a cute question. Rav Yochanan ate a Zayas and made a bracha Rishona and Achrona. Or S. But a Zayas is less than a Kazayas. They didn't mean nowadays that people will kind of share with a Kazayas. They meant a Zayas less than a Kazayas because you don't eat the pit. A Kazayas with the pit, but you don't eat the pit. So by definition, if you eat an actual Zayas without the pit, it's less than a Kazayas. So, of course, one answer was maybe he ate a really big olive, and without the pit, it was but we're not getting to the answers yet. Those are Levitic, but for later. Tosso says, what was the Gemara's question? Only Bracha Achrona needs a shear, the Gemara's question. He says, the Gemara's question is only Bracha Achrona. How did he say a Bracha Achrona about Leitzi Yelp Yates? Of course, the Bracha Rishona you say on a Mash. Why do you say Bracha Rishona on a Mash? Because also the other one has been almost that below bracha.
What is Tosfos saying?
Saying, because of the answer aspect, therefore it makes sense that you should make a bracha on mashahu, says Tosfos. The shear is mashahu, mishum ha-isser, because of the isser. But if it really holds a mitzvah and not an isser, and therefore it's a kalvachomer, what do you mean? I alone the dinlios can eat the kalvachomer afterwards. Beforehand, it should only be an exodus. Right? Watch. Now, I haven't seen any sheetas that say taka only exodus, but I've seen two sheetas that go halfway there. The Kesef Mishnah is bothered by this. If you look at the Kesef Mishnah, I will show the Kesef Mishnah also the Shitase. The Kesef Mishnah, you see he's struggling with this. You see a struggle in the Kesef Mishnah. Why? Because in the very beginning of Hilchos Brachos, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, where the Rambam introduces all Brachos in the world, he says, let me do very self for you after the Bracha beforehand and afterwards. He says that, you should just know that and the Rambam says, even on a mashu, you have to make a bracha beforehand. That's what Rashi Tosfos said in Sukkah, and that's the Rashi where the Rosh said, Rosh's wife should actually have been all of us up little bracha. He parrots Tosfos. But then, by the time he gets very gimel looking at days, he has second thoughts. And he says, when the Rambam says, you only make a bracha in front of Kazayas, he says, so why do you make a bracha Rishona? And not an achrona, less than a kazayis. Says after all, it's a kalvachomer. Kalvachomer, if she's safer, you make a bracha on a kazayis. Kalvachomer, if she's right, make a bracha on less than a kazayis. That's not a valid kalvachomer. What's going on here? Right? The MKD says you shouldn't. And I wrote, oh, maybe. What does he say first? It's not really Kal v'chomer. It's just me to run on to not be Nenema who was a little brush. Good answer, right? But then he says back, Bekati Kashuli. Like, he and his host says, forget the Kal v'chomer. It's not a Kal v'chomer. It's not really a Debar HaKadosh. It's just the Svara. Us, the Anus. But then he says, no, but Bekati Kashuli, my Rav Chacham Lahakar, Rav Shul, Abonim, Shul, Abonim, Yel, Svara. Why would a Bracha Rishon, a Dvar Bada, be more common than Bracha Rishon, Akkor, and Dvaraisa? And that's a funny question. The answer is there are two different lovenesses. One is a loveness being Shabbat to Hashem, and it's not a Shabbat to Hashem unless it's at least a meaningful quantity. Right? How much Shabbat to Hashem is in a morsel? Shabbat to Hashem is at least a biteful. But here is an Isser of Gezel, and you can't be goes on everything. He's apparently not nearly, he says, he started out with Yosef, then he has second thoughts. Shemin Yimalek Yochel Kashir, Vinitzah Yitzhak Rachel Abanabi, and Yodel Atake, and Balachim Okma Dina. He says very passionate. Afterwards, you know how much you need. So if I eat this much, I won't make a bracha. And I eat this much, I will make a bracha. Beforehand, you don't know how much you need. Now, no, I'm a very mysterious guy. I know exactly how much I'm going to eat. First of all, it's not so passionate. It's like, oh, people are, you know, there are people in the world who say, I'm going to eat a little cake, and then they end up eating a lot of cake. Right? Then this has happened in human history. So therefore, you don't know. And the answer is like zero. Really, you should only make a bracha rishona on a kazayis. But since you don't know, then you know, low plug to always make a bracha rishona. It's like the same way you might make kazayis. But what's great about this Kesef Mishnah? Fundamentally, he's rejecting Tosos. He's saying, what did the Kesef Mishnah say? That's the Kesef Mishnah. And we want to touch, show you the Shitase on this side. The Ikaron Mevarech Rak Al Kazayis. Aval Gozru Shema Yochal Kazayis. Really, you should only have to make a bracha on a Kazayis, but they made a Xenira that you might end up eating a Kazayis. It'll be too late because it's you already ate without a bracha. So, this is the fundamental machlokas. Do you say it's an extension of bracha on a bracha merely in Shema, only on a Kazayis? All Jews throughout history have made a bracha on a Mashim. That's just a Xenira. Or do you say, no, never the east is east, west is west, never the twain shall meet? And this is a totally different love, this in Bracha Akrona. And therefore, you get around a kulshu, which what Tosa said, very, very, very pashut. I see that our time is up, and we haven't gotten to the end of our chakira here. So you'll have to, with apologies to everyone, we'll have to pick up with this and then go on to the next Gemara. We'll have to pick up this. I'll take a question in a second. We have to next year. How far am I? I'm in the middle of number three.
Where?
I did what I did, and I didn't do what I didn't do. I did only, and I did possibly Kedayis, I did Achiva and Hanah, and that's how far I got. I'll just point out, if everyone should please try to steal my nice hop in the next year. Go back through the Gemara very, very carefully, and see if you read the Shaklo Gemara, the entire Gemara very carefully, how that ties into the Rabbi Yona and the Ra'ah at the very last Makoros of the Sheet, and you'll see the sign at the very, very, very top. And then, you know, think of it, then we'll do it next year, but I'd much rather you forget all the topics before it, and not stop them. And then we'll end up with Mirza Hashem with the rest of this Makira tomorrow, but you see how there's really shown in that runner a very, 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 be consistent about this Hakira. They take it very seriously. Okay, to be continued, Be'ezer Hashem. And again, in this guy, the Ritva / Shidim Gomenses is called Likud Rishonim Hashpili. The Hashpili part is the most accurate. The Likud Rishonim is held most.